Hello, everybody. My name is Kadira Muhammad. I'm a marketing automation systems engineer and CEO of Omnipotent Consulting. And I'm super excited to be here with Kellen today and to be able to talk to all of you.
Hey, it's Kellen. And today on Diversified Game, you guys know these are some of my favorite conversations, talking to other consultants, other PR professionals. It's just awesome, awesome. We're going to just get right into it. We have Kadira Muhammad, and I met her through her client. But you guys know, if you send me an email and you're doing PR and I like your spirit, I'm hollering at you because we got to talk. We got to talk about how you started, sustain, and succeed in this crazy business of consulting and PR and being a business manager and all these other things. So, Kadira, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm amazing, Kellen. I appreciate you for letting me be on your platform. You have a great subject. I'm really excited. And as you know, my client was very good and had a great time speaking with you. So I'm just as excited because of that.
Awesome. Awesome. And just to let the people know, there may be a slight delay. I don't know what's going on, but Zoom is servicing a lot of people and a lot of its elite paid members like myself. So we thank Zoom for doing what it could do because we could not do this 20 years ago like this, at least. But Kadira, let people know, how did you get in to the consulting, the PR, and everything that you do? Because you have a beautiful website that people can see in the description box wherever their lists are watching. But tell them, like, how did you start?
Oh, absolutely. So I really got started back when I was in college. And I initially went to college to be a web developer. I taught myself how to code before I started and everything. And I did a lot of different internships. And I worked with a lot of marketing companies. Starting from my school, I used to work at New Balance, and I really fell in love with the marketing, promotions, advertising side of the world, and kind of ran with it, trying to figure out where I wanted to go after college, what I wanted to do, and really right around maybe 20 or so, 21, 22, I kind of looked up one day and really noticed how a lot of people were in their 50s, 60s, even 70s were still working, kind of in my college town. And I'm wondering, like, okay, how come these people can't actually retire? Why are they still working here, whether it's at Walmart, whether it's at Starbucks and all these places? And I did the research and I saw how much people were not really able to retire anymore. And I thought of my own parents, who I love and I appreciate. They've been married more than 30 years or so. And I wanted to figure out a way how to help them. So now I'm learning and trying to look into the business of marketing, the business of consulting, the business of advertising. And I started off really with my own few clients, maybe 6 months before I graduated college. And these were my marketing clients. I was doing advertising with them. And while I was working with them, even after college, after I graduated, I saw how much these individuals had, were struggling so much with marketing, even besides what I was doing for them. And so my agency got a little bit bigger. We started hiring more people. And then I really fell in love with kind of the systems and automation side of business, and how much people were just missing that. They didn't have a process. They didn't know how to put themselves out there. They didn't know how to keep even their own business running while we're getting them new clients. So that's where a lot of my strategy, my help, and me being able to help my clients market themselves is also with helping them build out the systems in their business, utilizing automation, utilizing AI, utilizing all these different assets to help them run their businesses as smoothly as possible, and also be able to help them save, hours and hours of time per month. So that's kind of like my journey from about 18 years old to right now, almost 10 years later.
Hey, well, tell people, because there's a lot of folks, who want to be in this business, and they may be good, might be great writers, researchers, strategists, but when you're doing it for yourself, Wow, the real thing is getting the right clients. And it really only takes one, but you got to find that right one. And you have to be able to overshow and overprove so you can get more. Talk about that process of getting your first client, because I know that person didn't just, wasn't given to you at 18 years old. You had to go hustle.
Oh,
You had to go probably do a
no.
lot of things for free. I think in bowling. Yeah, I think you got they call Bowling Green State. Correct me if I'm wrong. Y'all are the Falcons, and you had to
Yeah.
fly and go find that prey and grab that client to lift them up, bring them to the sky. So talk about that.
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. A lot of free work. It was a lot of free work in the beginning. It's a lot of it is really showing up in the ways that they're missing. And providing that value up front without them even having to say anything. Like when you get to the point where you're working with a client and you see wherever their weaknesses are, where their flaws are at, where there's, holes in their business that needs to be filled, and you become the person that not only feels it, but sets the foundation for them to be successful. I mean, you become invaluable to them. They can't let you go. They can't let you go. And a great example of that is actually my client and also someone who's been on this platform before, DJ the Money Coach. I met him 2 years ago. It'll just be about 2 years ago, maybe in a few weeks. And he saw some of my marketing and stuff on my Instagram. He knew some people who already knew me, some people vouched for me, and we spoke. And he came to me initially with, a small problem. He wanted to get some more virtual assistants to help him with his social media. And we spoke, loved his spirit, saw an opportunity, saw how much good he was doing, and his real knowledge and understanding of his industry in the financial industry. And as I was speaking with him, I saw these different holes that we never spoke about. We never talked about it. But I did some research and I'm like, okay. There's something more here that I could probably provide. And what I started off doing is I just did a video and I listed out, hey, you're missing this, you're missing that. This is a plan that you could change it. This is a whole, I did a whole write-up for him, did all the research, did it in about maybe a few hours over the weekend. And I sent it to him. And we had already had a plan follow-up and everything. But I just knew, I'm like, okay. I feel like there's a real opportunity to provide a lot more value up front and be able to kind of ride the wave of that success. And that was 100% true. I sent that off. I sent my write-up. I sent my document in the video. And he responded almost instantly with one of the longest emails I've ever gotten from a client, at least at that time. And just saying, I've never seen somebody do this for me. Nobody's ever provided this level of insight without obviously, trying to ask for a huge fee up front. Not to say that that's not worth it, obviously, if that's where you're at, but when you're just in the beginning and you're trying to make a name for yourself and you're trying to get a client who ultimately can open a lot of doors for you, you want to go ahead and take that chance and take that sacrifice that time up front in order to become ultimately, what I am is just very invaluable and very core part of his team now that's even grown, I mean, triple the size than where it was 2 years ago. So in those beginnings, it's going to be free work. It's going to be working for a little bit less than what you think you deserve. But if you can do that for the right people, ultimately it's always going to be a success for you, a win.
And I love that. And the reason I wanted to have you on because, I'm nosy and I saw that your YouTube, we talk about free and people learning from YouTube University. You have your YouTube channel. Again, links will be in the description, you guys, to our website that you can go to all those social medias. But you're really a teacher at heart. And that's what we love to be. I tell people I'm the professor of PR and consulting and whatever else, the other things we do, because I don't want to just do it for the client. I want to tell you why we're doing it. Dave Ramsey had taught me that when I was, driving a truck in the oil field or hauling dirt for my own company, you know, be a teacher. So how important is it when you do find the right clients that you're able to teach them and not just do it for them? Not that you need them to do the work for you, because she can be full service. I know her spirit, but you know, how important is it? Because some clients, they're like, just do what you do and, you know, I'll send the money. But I have a feeling that that's not enough for you.
Oh no. Being able to teach people about something that you know that you're an expert in, that they either don't know or they don't have as deep of an expertise in, and you're helping them understand why you're doing what you're doing, why you're providing what you're providing, why your ideas are kind of centered around how they're centered, it allows them to understand that you are not just a taskmaster, right? Taskmasters, you know, people who are just technicians, they just get the work done. Ultimately, we need the work needs to get done. It does need to get done. But you want to be able to teach them what you know, how you're doing it, how you're thinking, because then they can understand that you can think deeper for them. You can think deeper past them, right? And that's very valuable, because now you become more reliable. They don't always have to just tell you, you know, get this done and that's it, and we don't have to talk anymore. Because you're not really building a relationship with them. You're getting paid. That's great, right? You're getting paid. The work's getting done. Everything's pretty binary at that point. But if you want to have a deep, long-lasting relationship where they think of you first in other areas of their life, right? In other areas of their business, when there's other opportunities, that's what happened, right? There's opportunities I've been exposed to I would have never gotten exposed to if I didn't go a bit past what my scope of work was, right? If I didn't take the time in our meetings, if I didn't take the time to even teach his other team members that he brought on, that's another thing. I'm not just teaching and helping him understand what I'm doing, but I'm also teaching and helping his other team members as well. Now I'm not just reliable just to him, I'm reliable to the business as a whole. Now they become incentivized also to want to help you expand and elevate as well, because they know they're going to expand and elevate, because you're not just capable of doing, you're capable of thinking. And sometimes people are just not, they're just not always able to do both of those things successfully at a balanced level. You got to be able to think through, and the more you can teach, the more people know that you know. It just increases your value more than just being the technician, just doing the physical work. And like, that's it. I sent the invoice, you paid it. That's about as much communication as we need.
What are your thoughts? You know, you went to college. I went to college and even stayed so I could, you know, go to teaching. But to do this type of work, I always tell people, I don't think you need to go to college. I think you have to have your gift, and you have to know how to work your gift. But if you were talking to that 14-year-old or that 17-year-old who says, "Oh, I want to do exactly what you're doing. I need to do this." Would you tell them that they need to go to college
to do what I'm doing now? I wouldn't say so. And to give context too, I'm actually very happy with the degree that I got and the program that I went to. Particularly the program. It was very unique at Bowling Green. I really haven't seen it in any other colleges, at least in kind of the Midwestern area. And the most successful part of that program was that they made us do 3 internships. Just like you have to take a class to graduate, we had to do 3 internships to graduate. That right there was the most valuable part. It was actually working. When I worked, my first internship was a university. It was another job at the university. My second one, I was an intern at New Balance at one of their corporate locations. And then the last one, I stayed there for 2 years, and I worked for a local marketing agency that was down the street from my college. One of the most impactful experiences I could have ever had. And I changed kind of my direction. You know, I still code, I still do those things, but I just don't do it to the same intensity as I initially went to school to do. But to do what I'm doing now, you will be fine as long as you have the drive and you have a good idea of where you want to start and you know how to go talk to people and just offer up your services and say, hey, offer up your time, right? Offer up your time. Because if you're, you know, you're 14, you're 15, you're 16, you likely don't have a lot of experience, and that's okay. People understand that and expect that at your age. So what you can do is just say, hey, I'll work for you for free for the summer, on weekends, after school, whatever you can do. And you don't really have to go to college specifically for this. The most important part is to have the experience, because the experience is what's going to allow you to charge what you're going to want to charge when you're 18, 19, 20, so on and so forth.
Now you talk about experience. I know this about you without knowing it about you. I know that, you know, you are a teacher at heart and you must love the cold weather. Part of that might be being from Detroit, but also going to Bowling Green. You know, you like the cold, but you know, am I wrong?
You know, it's funny. It's a give and take.
You get around too much heat. You got, huh?
I like the snow. I like the snow.
Okay.
If it's just cold and no snow, I'm not a fan.
Gotcha. To each his own. We need, you know, we need people everywhere. But I also know that you have a heart for giving, and I want you have, you know, a capital. I don't want to call it a venture capital firm, but it may be, and I want you to tell it. But what is your community give back? And then we can also get into that other venture of yours.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the best way that I can give back is really more teaching, and specifically teaching other up-and-coming business owners, startups, as well as people who are more established and kind of veterans in the business game, teaching them what I know when it comes to the details that they don't want to know, and being able to help other, you know, young people who are in their teens and early 20s, the skill sets that are needed to be successful, at least in what I do, right? And what I do is also universal, right? Learning how to use technology for your benefit, learning how to market, learning how to sell, learning how to be able to run the operations of your business if you want to run a business is so important. And it gets kind of swept under the rug a little bit, depending on kind of what groups you're in. But this is why I do workshops. This is why I have an upcoming workshop on October 28th. This is why I do those in our community around the Detroit area, because it's hard to find that information just online and just being able to just apply then and there. Being able to come in person, to be able to learn from somebody who's doing it every day, and then being able to hear from other people in the community who are also doing this every day. Bring in financial experts like DJ the Money Coach, bringing in people like Financially Free D, bringing in people who understand video marketing, social media, who understand how to keep longevity in your business. So you're not just here and gone, right? We all know the stat, 80%, 90% of businesses, you know, close up shop in what, 5, 10 years or so, one of those, you know, one of those periods. How can you stay in business for as long as possible and be able to achieve the generational wealth that we hear about all day? And we talk about it and we say that we want it, but how do we actually get there, right? What constitutes as generational wealth, right? If you can't teach your son or your daughter how to do what you do in your business and how to get stuff done in your business, you can't pass that down. They're going to struggle to actually be able to continue running your company, right? They're not going to know what to do. So how do you create operations in your business and create the systems and pathway that people can walk down on? And then they can improve upon it, right? How do you lay those foundations? How do you not get left behind, right? We're in this we're in the super early stages of AI. I mean, it's not mass adopted. We're nowhere near close to that. And we see all these new different softwares, apps, companies that are being created. How do you stay competitive in that world, right? And that's just one part. There's whole other parts to Web 3.0. How do you stay competitive? Somebody has to teach you this. So that's why I love teaching. That's why I like to bring to my community to help them be successful.
And some folks would say, oh, then why not just go teach at the university and, or, at the school, that's safe. You'll hedge your bets, you'll get your pension of, whatever. Talk about that, because a lot of people now, have courses. Some are great. Many are trash. I've joined some trash courses that aren't saying anything. But what makes you say, I'm going to do this on my own online rather than go to, a school and teach?
Oh, absolutely. The number one thing is my ability to get directly in front of somebody, and the barrier of entry is so much lower when you can offer something online as a course or in person in your local area via conferences, workshops, seminars, with SAYU. If I was just at a university, somebody has to apply. They got to join. They got to be a student. You got to likely go into debt to go into the full course if you're trying to make it a part of your degree, or you still have to go through certain level of criteria just to sign up for that individual class, right? What we do in providing education online and being able to provide a platform where people can just find us, and as long as we promote ourselves and promote the information, there's an unlimited amount of people who can find us because a very good part of the world has working internet. A very good part of the world has web browsers that will allow them to find content and platforms like yours, to find podcasts and shows like yours. And then from there, they can make the decision and they don't have to apply. They don't have to go through so many hoops. You just say that you want it and you go get it. Or you say that you want to show up in person and you come to a workshop. If I just did it at a university, how many more hoops do I gotta go through? And how many more constraints on the material do I have to now consider when I'm talking about what I want to talk about? Right? If you're gonna go under another system, you gotta follow the rules of that system. That's just the reality. So, how much of my content do I now have to serve the same people that I want to be able to serve?
You want that freedom. She wants freedom. Would love for that freedom to just kind of be them and not have to deal with the politics of, the 9 to 5 and all that. But, I talked about the private equity firm as well. And talk about that and where you're at with that and what you do and what you don't and what you don't do, because you say private equity firm, then you have everybody coming and pitching there. So, talk about that journey.
Oh, absolutely. So that has been very exciting. In what I do, I also work with different private equity companies to help them with building up operations for companies that they've already acquired. But every now and again, I'd like to actually delve into and invest in companies and bring together groups of investors to come in and invest in companies that are local. So for that, what Kellen's speaking about is Omnipotent Capital. And what we do there is we're looking at revitalizing the local community, specifically in the Midwest. I'm born and raised in Toledo, Ohio. So we look at places in Toledo. We look at places in Detroit area, and particularly just in this Midwestern area that are more local. And these are companies, especially because a lot about in the next 20 years or so, we're going to have more people who retire than we've ever seen before. And, you know, a percentage of those people have businesses that they don't want to either pass on, that they can't pass on, and so they need to sell them. And so that provides like a level of opportunity to keep the wealth in our communities instead of people, you know, just selling them to people who are just going to maybe just strip them for parts and kind of leave them as is. We have the opportunity to look at real companies that are in our area that are just staples, right? There's always tax offices, there's always laundromats, there's always certain convenience stores, smaller companies that most people don't look at, but are very profitable and they're staples in our community. That's what we focus on there. We do look at some like international ventures. It just depends on what the opportunity is, but we like to kind of stick in our area of domestic and staple community driven and community backed companies that are just, they're always there in every neighborhood.
And so there's, you know, clarity and people aren't just hitting you and saying, you know, pitching you, where do people, you know, is there, I know you like the local, but what is the process? How does that work? Someone come to you, you know, every entrepreneur, I need money. Oh, I got the greatest idea ever. I got the great, I got the greatest song ever. I mean, I hear it. Oh, and you guys might have the greatest, but that just because you come to somebody, you can't put all your burdens on Miss Muhammad's back. Like she's just going to do the Wonder Woman twirl, tornado twirl and fix it today. So what's that process? Yeah. How long does it take to take someone from A to B? And finally, you know, you might never have seen Z because we're all young. So Z ain't done until you're done.
So how we get started is really, number one, you need to already have a business. It needs to already be running. So I'm not in the business of funding ideas. You need to already have it. You need to be running. You need to have already actually generated some revenue. Particularly, we're really only interested in companies that have been around probably 5-10 years at least. So they're not necessarily brand new. And you need to have already been making money. So no pre-revenue stages or, you know, I just did this 6 months ago, because we're looking again at longevity, being able to keep businesses in the neighborhood, keep them in the communities that they're in. And so as long as you have those two things, you kind of, if you reach out, we'll start with a conversation, right? Where are you at? What are the problems? Let's look at the numbers. What's the actual business? And what's your goal, right? There are some people that just want to sell the company right out, 100%. They just want to be able to get their check and walk away. Other people want to retain a certain level of percentage in the company. Obviously not at the majority level, but they want to retain a little bit. They still want to be involved. They want to still kind of work for the company. They just don't want to be in charge of it all anymore. And we have to talk about, we have to see what's the real goal here. Because again, a lot of companies that we're looking at, the owners are people who are at retirement stage, right? So you likely, you know, want to be able to spend time with your family. You want to be able to just relax. You want to spend time with your grandchildren and just be able to reap the rewards of the business that you built, right? And so those are mostly the people that we want to talk to see how we can help you enjoy your retirement as best as possible, as easy as possible, and know that your company isn't just going to get stripped for parts. You have somebody who's actually going to go in, and we have professionals who will go in and help with the operations and find avenues to increase growth in the company relative to where it's at right now.
Talk about the ranges. Because I love how you said, you know, 5 years and you're making some money. But even for people who say, whoa, okay, well, I'm going on her site and I see she can take somebody from, you know, 37,000 to 200,000 a month. Yeah. And that could be me. I could be the next one. I'll mortgage everything to get there. But what are the ranges for your services? Because one, services are always going up, just like this inflation and your milk and eggs. But I also want people to only contact you if they are at that level in the range. Because some, folks have come, oh man, they tell you everything. They try to waste all your time if you didn't have a system to stop that, right? And they tell you, oh, I got $500 a month to pay you. Don't worry, when I blow up, you blow up. And that is the worst thing to say to us.
Oh my goodness. That's the worst. That's the worst thing to say to me at that point. Yeah. I love this question. So how people can engage with us, how they can be able to use our services. Number one, very key difference with DJ and being able to triple his business is very key thing. He had his numbers and he wasn't new, right? He wasn't new. So going from 37 to 100,000 is not as difficult, as it may sound if you're not already there, right? The first thing is you need to have a business you've been running relatively successfully, at least at a quarter million. 250,000 is just for every start because we know we can provide a lot of impact at that level. You need to also just have an idea of where you want to be and be open. Please be open to somebody who can provide the level of expertise that may change up what you're doing right now. One of the greatest things about DJ is as long as you can explain to him what the idea is, what the strategy is, and have a game plan, pretty much all for it. And that rapid growth that people see came from his ability to just listen to the strategy and let us run the strategy. We're doing the work anyway. You just gotta like get the results. That's it. Because I don't, I have my teaching side and then we have the implementation side. And when we're on implementation, we're taking over it 100% to get the work done and get the result that we know the client wants. But he was open to that strategy and it was different. It was new. We had to take him. He likes to say we took him out of the analog world, which is somewhat, is a little bit accurate, but it's what we had to do. And so the best clients that we work with are people who can manage, their ego a little bit, just be honest, because we have to say, hey, this hasn't been working. We need to change this. If you want this growth, you have to go through this change, at least if you're going to work with us. We can stay, with one project, we get it done. If you're like, hey, that's all I need, then that's great. But our most ideal situation is working with people long term, being able to become a part of their team and being able to grow their brands. We only like to look at long-term partnerships. The short term comes and goes, and every now and again we'll take up a project like that. But we're looking for people and we're open to clients who are interested in the long-term effects of what we can do, because that's where the real value is. The 37 to 100, 200,000 in 60 days gets people in the door. But then when I say, hey, we're DJs, a virtual and fractional chief systems and information officer. We handle a lot of stuff. We've been with him for 2 years. I want that to be really the driver because it says we're here to stay. We're not just here for a couple months and then we're out.
And like TD Jakes told Denzel, I'm not gonna let you off that easy. Where's the range that people need to be at just to start to even think about? Because people are PR are consulting, they're shocked, like, wait, people pay that much? And
Oh, yeah.
they whatever, maybe sometimes it's us as Black folk. They're like, oh, they didn't know we were, getting it like that. But thank you for my thing. But let me know the ranges so people don't just think that they have their 500 or they say, oh, I got $1,000. I can buy all the time that you have in a month. What are the
Oh, okay.
ranges for them to even think about it?
Our projects start at 10,000. Our projects start at 10,000 just to initially engage with us. They can go up from there depending on your level of complexity and what you're specifically looking for. But all of our projects start at
Is that
10,000.
per project or is that per month?
That's per project. That's per project. If it's more so per month after the initial project, it can be anywhere from 3 to 5,000.
Okay, so you guys got the game. I like to make that clear because it's not clear to most. And even if you go to India, I've talked to Indian consultants, and we're talking 17, 20,000, and they have the numbers and they say, hey, this is what it costs. And it's not that they're chopping all the money. You see, Ms. Muhammad's not wearing all her money. She doesn't have the gold frames on with the diamonds to prove to you that she's making this money. But you don't have to wear your stuff, but you also have to pay people. You have to pay for
Yes.
software. Cision alone cost $11,000 to $18,000 a year. And you guys want to know when you're in the media and how to get there. Meltwater ain't much cheaper. So, and there's so many. Leonardo, I could go on and on with the AI apps and the chat GDPs that people are paying, and there's a new one every day. So be careful. You might need a consultant just for that, folks. What you need, what
Literally.
you don't need. So let me stop giving names. Let me stop giving names out like these companies are paying me. But they can. Y'all
Any
definitely
day.
can contact this. And we can tell you when is, because I didn't see it yet, but I want to know, one, when is the book coming out? Or if you started it. Two, if you were going to give some advice to a fellow, the best conference that you like and your best certification that you have that you say, this is what gets you in the, it's kind of in the flow and the knowledge. There's so many. I just want you to give that one because we could be here all day on conferences and software and certification. So, please share.
Okay. So with the book, you know what? You're like the second person that's asked me if I have a book. I don't have a book. And I don't know. Making me think I should, but we'll come back to the book. I don't have
You
one
haven't
right now.
started? You haven't started?
No.
You haven't started writing it? Okay,
No.
well, the second person, you heard the man in heaven, and I'm a paraphrase, and he said, God, why didn't you come save me in the middle of the ocean? And he kept saying no to the boats trying to save him. And he's like, I sent you boats and people trying to rescue you, but you said God is going to save you. I was trying to save you. So maybe he's trying to tell you something. Boom,
Wow.
So if not the book, conferences and certifications, which one? What are your favorites?
Conferences. So one of my favorite conferences is actually a very large Black-owned conference. It's called Traffic, Sales, and Profit. And they do in Atlanta. Always in Atlanta. Everybody's always in Atlanta. But this one's in Atlanta. They do it twice a year. It's been one of my favorites so far. Then their next one is in January, and the one I went to was their one in June. So that's been a very good one that
Of
I've liked.
course it is, because it of course it is. Because you know why? It's the winter. She will only go to Atlanta in the winter. It might
Oh my,
snow.
this is it'll be the only time that I get to really enjoy it. They're not everybody's outside. No. I'll be going to their one in January. The June one was fine, really hot. But it was fine though. It was good. We were inside, so I enjoyed that. But no, seriously, that is one of my favorite conferences. And certifications, Kellen, I'm not really big on certifications, honestly. I'm not super big on certifications. I can't even name give you a couple. I would say that personally, that I hold. I just ended up doing the work. It gets done.
Okay. I saw that you were, Google Ad certified. So I said, maybe she can let the people know if that's beneficial because you have so many certifications, like Scrum. People say, oh, we're already using Scrum. And I've had Scrum Masters on here. But I tell people, if Scrum will get you a job, go take it. Or if your job tells you need Scrum, take it. But because we're already using it, if you're taking it during COVID or some downtime, okay. But I just don't see Scrum again, maybe because I'm already doing it.
So a lot of those, like I ended up getting that Google Ads certification after I was getting hired and paid to run Google Ads for people, for years. And so It's helpful on the LinkedIn side, just be honest with you. It helps on that end, but it's not as necessary. I just be honest with you, it's not as necessary, especially if you're able to just get a couple free work as just for the experience. And then once you get those testimonials, people talk, you get referrals, it works out from there. But yeah, I don't think I would say that would be something I would say like, hey, you definitely should get it because it'll help you get a job or get you a couple new clients for like full transparency.
I don't want to give you a game overload because this guest has so much game on her YouTube, on her website. And that's where I want you to go. If you like what you heard, I want to keep you kind of on the cliff. Like I need more, but she can tell you about more. Yeah, release some of your fears, teach you about Zapier and any other software that might help you out. So let the people know where they can find you. And if you have any last comments, or any game, feel free to share it with the people. I'm sure they will enjoy.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you again, Kellen, for allowing me to be on your show, on your platform. I've really enjoyed it. If you want to learn anything about what I'm doing, you're interested in hiring the company, just seeing how we can provide you help with your business that you have, you can just go to omnipotentconsulting.com and you'll be able to book a call with us there. And if you're actually local in the area, in the Detroit metro area, like I am myself, and you don't mind the cold, we have workshops that we do pretty much every month to every quarter, and you can just go to kadira.com/live, KHADIRAH.com/live.
You guys have gotten the game. Links will be in the description. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. And again, I say share because this type of game will change somebody's life. Y'all be blessed.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversified Game Academy course, Prepare for My First Trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand or 10,000 Kenyan shillings? Or 54,250 West African CFA. Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.